WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
After a personal experience with the challenges of seeking expert medical care, Stacy Flint of Garfield created Kyle's Hope. The organization advocates for other families and helps them secure quality care for their loved ones. Flint tells 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort that the Kyle in Kyle's Hope refers to her son, who was born with a terminal disease.
He was born with metachromatic leukodystrophy, which is a disease that progresses as he gets older. He was not supposed to make it 6 months, and then he wasn't going to make it until he was two. He is now getting ready to be 23, and he is still here with us.
What did you have to do to make sure that their diagnosis was correct, but that their prognosis was wrong?
Well, and at first they didn't know what it was. It took him until he was probably about three to actually come up with a diagnosis. They really had no idea, and I kept pushing and pushing and pushing and said, no, we're going to find this out. We need to look into this. We need to check everything.
And then out of your experience, you did what?
Out of my experience, I realized that there are so many people that have loved ones and they don't know what questions to ask, how to push the doctor, so to speak. They don't know how to make sure that the doctors are doing everything that they can. So I would sit in the waiting room at the hospital, talk to some of the families and just try to be encouraging to them and say, you know, why don't you ask them to look at this? Or so out of that, I realized that people just don't know where to turn. So I created Kyle's Hope, which is a where to turn service. So we provide care management, support services, referrals for in-home services. We do autism support services. Whatever the need is for the individual, we make sure that it gets set up and that it's followed through. We do everything we possibly can to make sure that every person has the best quality of life that they could have.
And what are some of the illnesses that the people you work with have?
Cancer, dementia, autism. We turn no one away.
And what difference do you think you're making in the lives of these people who have special needs?
The difference that I think we're making, and I would hope and pray that we will continue to make, is that they are still having the quality of life that they could have. No matter what the disability, the illness, they still deserve the best quality.
And you are a PhD in abnormal psychology. You have a regular job. How do you find time to operate Kyle's Hope?
God is blessing me. You know, sometimes I think to myself, wait, how do I have time to do this? But it just comes natural. If they call me, I'm here. I take lunch breaks and I go visit folks at the hospital and I make sure this person is having therapy and I go after work and I just keep it moving because it's all about giving the best quality. I treat every client as if they were my son, Kyle, and I know what I want for him, and everyone else deserves that too.
Dr. Stacy Flint, thank you for taking time to do the interview.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.